Today is a very sad occasion. The numbers, as my colleagues have noted, speak for themselves. They are skyrocketing. This comes despite the fact that since independence, according to the UN, South Sudan has taken in around $25 billion in oil revenue. And donors gathered in this room have invested countless billions more. The United States government just $9.5 billion alone since independence. And where has that gotten us? Skyrocketing needs. I think we need to be very direct about what is driving the situation that we're facing today. The transitional government continues to wage conflict throughout this country that is displacing people, untold numbers, hundreds of thousands across this country, driving this need further. The transitional government continues to refuse to invest national resources in delivering public services, instead looking to all of us who have gathered in this room to provide health services, education, public infrastructure. The transitional government also continues to stand in the way of those trying to assist. The continued obstruction, interference, theft, and denial of access to those who are trying to serve those in need, the communities where they are, is limiting the effectiveness of anybody who's trying to help.